A requiem mass will be held at the Christ the King Church in Accra today for Dr. Stella Ameyu Adadivo, a medical practitioner in Nigeria. Dr. Adadivo contracted the Ebola viral disease and died after coming into contact with a victim from Liberia. The physician, who died on the 19th of last month, prevented Patrick Sawyer, an American Liberian who had arrived in Lagos en route to the ECOWAS meeting in Calabar, from leaving the medical center where he showed symptoms of EVD. She quarantined and treated Sawyer, but unfortunately contracted the disease, which led to her death. She has since been buried in Nigeria. We bring you more.
Dr. Stella Ameyu Adadivo was born on October 27, 1956 in Lagos, Nigeria. She was the first of four children. She was awarded a Bachelor of Medicine and Bachelor of Surgery degree by the University of Lagos in 1980. In 1993, she completed a fellowship course in endocrinology at Hammersmith Hospital of the Imperial College in London, UK. For more than three decades, Dr. Adadivo practiced as a medical doctor, and for 21 of those years, she was the lead consultant physician and endocrinologist at the First Consultants Medical Center in Obadele, Lagos. Mr. Sawyer was sent to the First Consultants Medical Center in Lagos when he collapsed a few minutes after arriving in Lagos on his way to Calabar for an ECOWAS meeting. The first impression that Dr. Adadivo had was that Mr. Sawyer was suffering from malaria, but other symptoms showed that he was not. She had an HIV test conducted on Mr. Sawyer, which proved negative. She then consulted senior medical practitioners, who urged her to test for Ebola. The test proved positive. Immense pressure was brought on Dr. Adadivo by the Liberian government to release Mr. Sawyer to attend the meeting, but she refused because he posed a danger to the public and had him isolated and later quarantined. Tests conducted on Dr. Adadivo later proved that she had contracted the disease. She later fell into a coma, and despite attempts to save her, she could not survive the scourge of the disease. A cousin of the late Dr. Adadivo, Mrs. Sedina Tay Agbozu, described her as a warm and friendly person who pursued any cause she believed in. An uncle of the late Dr. Adadivo and an obstetrician gynecologist, Professor Sidney Kobla Adadivo, said she put herself at risk and became a victim of the disease she was trying to prevent from spreading.
That was a news desk report.